It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift has launched a countdown clock on her website and Instagram, leading fans to believe new music could be on the way. The clocks will expire this Friday. The clocks will expire on Friday, April 26th. Fans pointed out a quote that she shared last month in her 30 life lessons to mark her 30th birthday that could tie into the countdown. Taylor said, "I make countdowns for things I'm excited about. When I've gone through dark, low times, I've always found a tiny bit of relief and hope in getting a countdown app, which are free, and adding things that I'm looking forward to." Fans pointed out that the lesson was number 26, the same day in April that she is counting down to.
Maybe that's when she's going to break up again.
I don't think so.
Come on, do it, Taylor.
That
break
would
up.
Be something to look forward to. She released her last album, Reputation, in 2017. Pretty sure that it's going to be a new single that we're getting, and I think that she'll have a new album by this summer. Rumors were circulating that Ariana Grande would perform at Coachella with NSYNC this year, and sure enough, Ariana brought most of the boy band out, minus Justin Timberlake, to perform Tearing Up My Heart. Joey, JC, Chris, and Lance also joined Ariana Grande on a portion of her song Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Rapper Waka Flocka Flame escaped what could have been another fatal shooting in a recording studio in Atlanta. He dodged bullets while three men reportedly came into the building and began shooting. Waka was not shot at or injured, but another man who was in the studio was shot in the shoulder, but his injuries are not life-threatening. Police think this was a targeted attack.
What are we doing with Waka Flocka Flame, man?
I know, leave him alone.
Leave him alone, guys.
And Madonna announced on Instagram that she's got a new album coming entitled Madam X. She also posted a cryptic message to social media of possibly what's to come and described the persona as everything from a professor to head of state to a cabaret singer and even a prostitute. Here's a little clip she posted.
The thing that hurt the most was that I wasn't lost.
That, well, we don't really know when the album
cool
is going to be released.
If there's no new Madonna music, I'm cool.
I'm good, too. Maybe it's time for her to hang up her hat. Coming up in less than an hour, the funniest thing that happened at Coachella over the weekend.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in about two songs, we're going to give you a little Monday motivation. Good stories to try to offset all the crap you always hear everywhere. It's coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.